Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The annual conservation writing and art contest, sponsored by the Kentucky Association of Conservation Districts and Farm Bureau, is back again this fall. It has certainly become a Kentucky tradition.
It has. It's been going on since 1944. So most Kentuckians have been able to participate in this. They might not remember it from when they were in elementary school, but they did it.
Jonna McHugh, Assistant Director of the Division of Conservation, says again local conservation districts will reach out to local educators with contest support.
They work very closely with the school districts in getting the information to them, as well as a lot provide programs during this time that have to do with the topic area.
This year's focus of the art and the writing, water is life.
So the school actually does the first judging, and they choose their top three winners from the school. They send them to the local county conservation district by December 1st. The county conservation district will choose its winner and send it to the state level by December 31st. And then in January, we get together a whole group of state agency people, conservation, Farm Bureau people to all come together to judge, and they choose the state winners and area winners from there.
We'll be right back.
I'm that guy. The one who never finished high school. Worked for a company that shut down. The guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes, and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now, I'm that guy.
Text MYGOAL to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Assistant Director of the State Conservation Service, Jonna McHugh, says over the decades, this art and writing competition has served as a platform for young people to showcase their skills dealing with a theme of conservation and with a chance of recognition.
Farm Bureau provides a $25 check for each county winner, a $50 check for each area winner, and then the state winner wins $250, the second place is $150, and the third place is $50. And then additionally, most of the conservation districts also provide local prizes as well.
This year's edition of this competition and learning experience, says McHugh, is just beginning.
We just started at the very beginning of September, so it is going to be going on through the end of November, and we are happy to answer any questions that any of the teachers might have.
The best contact is the local conservation district in each county. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.